So the Seder HaKabbalah continues with the Shoftim, V'li'fi inyan Mishnah zo, and the way this Mishnah runs, the first Mishnah of Avos, the Mishnah says, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, umsara liYoshua, v'Yoshua liZkenim, uZkenim liNevi'im. So the Mishnah seems to put the Shoftim together with all the elders of Yoshua. It says Yoshua to the elders, and the elders already to the prophets. So Hashoftim, even though the Shoftim, the judges, were other generations than the elders, nichlalim im bichlal azkenim. The Mishnah includes them all together. The verse says about these judges in Judges 2, in Shoftim days, Vayakem Hashem Shoftim veYoshiim. Hashem established judges who rescued the Jewish people. והתשועה אמנם סיבתם בנהגתם הטובה ובהדריכם אותם ללכת בדרכי התורה השלמה. How did they save them? Because they were good leaders. And they taught them to do תשובה, to go in the ways of the Torah. The whole Torah, אשר נאמר עליה תורת השם תמימה. About the Torah, it says that the Torah is whole. And that's how they saved them, because the whole problem, the reason the enemies were harming us was because we had gone astray from the Torah. So the judges brought us back to Torah. That's how they saved us. But maybe the elders lived a very long life. They lived together with the judges. Then we'd have to say that Eli, who is the last shofet, or the last leader before Shmuel. Shmuel is already a Navi. Is going to be the period of Nevi'im. So then you have to say that Eli was from the last of these Zkenim, which is Zkenim is going to include all the elders and the judges. Memutza Bezman Zkenim Lizman Anviv. Eli is that link between the period of the Zkenim to the period of the Nevi'im, because Eli is going to be the end of the Shoftim, and the beginning of the Nevi'im, he's going to be the teacher of Shmuel. So even though many of the Shoftim had Nevuah, they're counted as Zekeinim. And the next time we'll pick up with the period of the Nevi'im.